Thomas C. McKnight Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Edward Brown. Address is 1800 Drendel Circle, Paradise, California 95969. Phone 530-588-6480. ID is XXXXX7514. Date of birth is 12/6/1933. 89-year-old widowed retired man. Insurance is Anthem Blue Cross / Medicare. Pharmacy is Walgreens / Paradise. 530-876-8222. It is addressed to Dr. Jamal, JAMALLEL-KHALMD. Paradise Medical Group, 6460 Pence Road, Suite A, Paradise, California, 95969-3673. Phone is 530-872-6650. Fax 530-877-2196. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of possible mild cognitive impairment / cognitive decline. Dear Dr. Alcohol and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Edward Brown, who reports that he's had memory issues for approximately 4 years. New paragraph, he does take nutritional supplements. New paragraph. He lost his home in the campfire, a risk factor for depression. New paragraph, trials of donepezil may have been helpful, but this is uncertain. He reported today that he needs an evaluation for his functional capacity. He reports poor short-term memory. Problems with reduced attention. And easily getting lost at times. New paragraph. Current medications listed vertically. Omeprazole 20 milligrams daily. / GERD. Finasteride 5 milligrams daily. Prostate. SILODOSIN 4 milligrams daily. Prostate. Folic acid 1 tab daily. Trazodone 100 milligrams HS. Insomnia. Hydrocodone. 10-3-25 PRN for pain. ACETAMETAPHINE. 1 tablet Q 8 hours. Donepezil 10 milligrams HS. Fish oil 2,000 milligrams. Mature multivitamins 1 daily. Calcium, 2 tabs daily, B12, 1,000 micrograms daily. Medical adverse reactions unreported. Past medical history, skin cancer, cataracts, hypertension, dyslipidemia, prostate problems. Medical adverse reactions, narcotic analgesics, Novocaine anesthetics. Systematic review of systems. General, he reports depression and forgetfulness. EENT, impaired hearing. respiratory, no symptoms reported, cardiovascular, history of coronary symptoms, hypertension, endocrine, no symptoms reported, gastrointestinal, poor appetite, heartburn, indigestion, occasional vomiting, genitourinary, nocturia, hematological, no history of difficulty with heating, bleeding, or excessive bruising, locomotor musculoskeletal, he shuffles. Dermatological, has been treated for skin cancer. Male genitourinary, stands 5 feet 8 inches tall, weighs 200 pounds. He has nocturia 1 to 2 times per night. No other genitourinary problems were reported. Sexual function, not reported. No history of transmissible disease. Mental health, he has appetite difficulty, trouble sleeping. Neuropsychiatric, no history of psychiatric referral or care, fainting or paralysis. Personal safety, he does not live alone. He does not have a history of falls. He has some difficulty with his hearing. He has completed an advanced directive. He reports no history of exposures to verbally threatening behaviors, physical or sexual abuse. Personal and family health history. He was born on December 6, 1933. He's 89 years old and right-handed, and I can't see in the dark.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought Heidi fixed your eye.
She did. New paragraph. His father died in the 70s from heart disease. His mother died in her 80s from diabetes complications. He had 5 sisters, one of which remains alive in uncertain health. One died from stroke, one died from lung cancer, one died, and another died from a different cancer. New paragraph. He reports a family history of cancer, chemical diabetes, and heart disease. He did not indicate a family history of arthritis, gout, asthma, bleeding tendencies, convulsions, hypertension, tuberculosis, mental illness, or other serious disorders. New paragraph. Education. He completed high school between 1948 and 1957. New paragraph. Social history and health habits. He is widowed. He takes alcohol daily, 2 to 3 beverages, usually wine. He denied the use of cigarettes, recreational substances. He is not living with a significant other. There are no dependents at home. Occupational concerns, none. He is retired. New paragraph. Serious illnesses and injuries, none described. Operations and hospitalizations. No history of transfusion or hospitalizations reported. New paragraph. He was hospitalized for a coronary syndrome in 1984. New paragraph. Systematic. I'm sorry, neuromusculoskeletal review of systems. General, no symptoms reported. Head, no symptoms reported. Neck. He reports stiffness in his lower neck. Upper back and arms, no symptoms reported. Middle back. He describes pain in the low back. Shoulders, no symptoms reported. Elbows, no symptoms reported. Wrists, no symptoms reported. Hips, no symptoms reported. Ankles, no symptoms reported. Feet, no symptoms reported. New paragraph. Neurological review of systems. He denies having problems with diplopia, difficulty with blurring vision, reduced sense of smell, taste, phonation, or deglutition, unusual movements in the upper and lower extremities, neuralgia or neuritis, or unusual hip aesthesia, difficulty with ataxia, tendency to falls. New paragraph, his problem is recollection. New paragraph, laboratory, MR brain imaging. January 26, 2023, shows extensive white matter ischemic changes. With ventricular prominence. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. History of age-related cerebral degeneration with ischemic microvascular changes on the initial brain scan. New paragraph recommendations. I will have him complete the NIH quality of life questionnaires for further evaluation and then further testing for capacity when he returns. New paragraph. High-resolution 3D MR imaging of the brain will be completed for a more comprehensive analysis of his cerebral degeneration for recommendations. New paragraph, further laboratory testing will need to be completed for dementia-related risk factors. New paragraph, laboratory testing requests have been provided. New paragraph. Eventually, home sleep testing may need to be completed should there be any additional evidence of dyssomnia. New paragraph, initial diagnostic impression, age-related cognitive decline with ischemic microvascular cerebral degeneration. New paragraph, further evaluation to exclude more extensive degenerative changes and functional capacity. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when he returns. I respect with my professional signature.